In order to get where you want to go, you have to become friends with failure. That's just how it is. You've got to be friends with failing, landing on your butt, getting up, and trying again. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now, let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. Today, I want to talk about something that I saw a meme for, quite frankly, and it sparked a real revolution inside my own brain. And it said something along the lines of, those who never fail, never try. Yeah, okay. And I'm going to be like the Blue Raja for a second in that movie Mystery Men, because the fuller way of looking at it to me is those who never try, never fail. And yeah, it's also true that those who never fail, never try. And in my mind, in order to get where you want to go, you have to become friends with failure. That's just how it is. You've got to be friends with failing, landing on your butt, getting up, and trying again. You just have to, because if you don't, if you let it knock you on your butt and then stay down, then you'll never get back up again and you'll never get to where you want to go, right? So the way I talk about it with my clients, my coaching clients, is fail fast, fail often, and that's how you eventually get to the right path. Imagine failure is sort of the guardrails when you go bowling, you know, when you're a little kid and you go bowling. Failure is the guardrails. You go this way too far, you careen into the guardrail and it kind of pushes you back over towards the center and you might go towards the other side. And lo and behold, through that process of going one way and going the other and trying this and trying that, you end up with where you wanted to go, right? That's how you get to the right path, by failing fast and failing often. And frankly, if you play it too safe, you're going to get somewhere, but you won't get to the farthest reaches of where your dreams can take you, right? I mean, we're all born with these, I imagine, ideas and notions and all of that, and we don't have the language to express them. I believe, if you want to know the truth, that we are born knowing the secrets of the universe. And then as we grow from newborns into babies into toddlers, and as we get language, we lose that knowledge. I really believe that. I think that once you're born, you immediately start forgetting because it's overwhelming. It's too much information that you have as a newborn. And then you have to take in all of this new information, the sights and the sounds and everything that's going on around you, that in order to contain everything in that little brain, you have to forget some of the stuff you knew as you were born. And I know that might sound a little woo-woo, but I really do believe that. I really do believe that pre-language, we have all the information. We just have no way of expressing it. Now, why am I talking about this? The reason I'm talking about this is that even though you lose sight or you lose the memory of whatever it is, whatever secrets you knew when you were a newborn, you still have dreams. You still maybe want to be an astronaut or a scientist or a spy or a ballerina or whatever it is you want to be, you might want to be any of those things. And why is that important? Because as time goes on, various things happen and you sort of start chipping away at your dreams, right? I mean, it's sad, but it's really true. As you grow, some dreams that you absolutely wanted to have kind of fall by the wayside. Either you decide yourself, oh, you know, that's going to be too much work, or, oh, I'm, quote, really not good enough at it. And I say that in quotes because natural talent isn't the only thing that gets you where you want to go. Frankly, natural talent is a bonus. Skill, the time spent practicing and building those skills, is really what gets you where you want to go. So many times we hear that people work their patooties off and succeed and win and get where they wanted to go. And they themselves said, the reason I did this, the reason I was able to succeed in this wasn't because I had a natural talent. It was more because I stuck with it. And so you fail, you try, you fail, you try, you fail, you try, you fail. And then on top of that, you let go of all of these dreams. You let go of the dream of being a ballet dancer or an astronaut or whatever. And you truncate what you can do or what you want to do, and you chop away at those dreams. And as you do that, I think you're chopping away at some parts of your life that even if you don't become an astronaut, the dream of being an astronaut is still useful. The dream of seeing the stars is still useful. No, you might not want to end up going through the process of becoming an astronaut, or you might have flat feet, or you might not have 20/20 vision, or whatever it is. Even if you don't become an astronaut, there are still parts of that that can be part of your life. And that's something that we don't talk about enough, that even if you decide, you know what, yeah, being an astronaut isn't for me, or you try and you don't make it, remember, fail fast, fail often, that's okay. Maybe you won't be part of the astronaut corps. Maybe there are other ways for you to get close. Maybe you can work for NASA or the European Space Agency, whatever it is. Sometimes being close is almost as good as being there. And in fact, there are lots of things like that I think are true, that being close to the goal, standing on the podium, is really almost as good. And I get it that there are, you know, if you're an Olympic athlete and you're listening to this and you're probably going, yeah, no, nothing feels as good as wearing the gold medal. True. I would imagine that's true. And yet, if you work your absolute hardest, if you do your absolute best and you come in second in the world is still pretty darn good. And frankly, getting the chance, having the opportunity to try and maybe fail is incredible. And this reminds me of that a few years ago in the World Cup, the Japanese goalie, she had a terrible game. And I remember when they lost, and I believe they lost to the USA, she was so brokenhearted and she was inconsolable. And I kept thinking, wow, I feel for her, because everything she had, she left on the field. And in my mind, yeah, it would have been amazing if she had been able to do what she'd set out to do for herself. And she didn't. And you know what? That's okay. Because she came back later and did it again, right? That's the thing. And I know World Cup is different because it's only every 4 years or whatever, but still, if you don't make it this time, you might make it next time. The only thing that will make sure that you don't make it next time is if you don't try again. Think about that. You might not win this time. You might fail spectacularly. You might make what I call a marvelous mistake and mess up royale. And the only thing that ensures that you will not make it is if you stop trying. So I know that Yoda said, and wow, this episode's going a little all over the place, but I think I'm still on the same topic. Yoda said, do or not do, there is no try. And that's only if you're using the force to lift an X-wing, honestly, right? Because here's the thing. You don't know if you're going to do it. You don't know if you're going to make it, particularly if other people are the ones who judge whether or not you succeed. That's an important aspect of this. So you don't know if you're going to. And if you don't get up and start trying, if you don't get up again and start trying, if you don't try again, if you don't go for it again, if you don't take your at bat, to use another sports metaphor, then you definitely will fail, right? They say that if you never ask the question, the answer will always be no. Well, the same thing holds true here. If you don't try, you will always fail. That's it. It's just how it is. And so that's an important aspect of this that I really want you to bear in mind, because when you're doing this, when you're working your way through trying to figure out what it is or it isn't that you want to do, that you want to achieve, you're going to screw up. I'm here to tell you, I've screwed up plenty. Particularly, as I said, sometimes if other people get to judge whether or not you've succeeded, like you're competing in an Olympic event or whatever, or you've entered a contest. If somebody else gets to say, yes, you win, yes, you don't win, then you are leaving yourself open to the judgment and the criticism of others. Now, we're living in a time right now where that can or cannot be the thing that's supposed to be happening, right? For example, the music revolution of the 90s and the aughts, anybody can put out music on YouTube, put out music on Amazon, put out music on iTunes, you can put it out. And cream rises to the top, and somebody might be there who listens to it and loves it, and there you go. And you can go viral and make things happen for yourself. But if you're waiting for gatekeepers to go, yes, you, you are the person who we have decided is going to get a record contract, which was the case 25, 35 years ago and before then you're waiting on somebody else to say you're good enough or okay enough. Nowadays, you don't have to worry about that so much. And the same goes for writing, and the same goes for so many other things, that if you want to be a TikTok dance star or a viral music sensation on TikTok or on YouTube or wherever it is, you get out there and you make those videos every single day, and you send the message out to anybody who can hear you that this is what you're doing. The gatekeepers are a little scared by that, I have to say. Like, for example, the traditional publishing industry, there's a lot of that going on where they're kind of going, oh, we're the ones, we're the only ones, we're the ones who can tell you whether or not you're good enough. And I know Seth Godin famously, for example, does not offer blurbs to people who don't have a traditional publishing contract. In his mind, if you're doing independent publishing or if you're doing self-publishing, you're just not good enough for him to spend time to do that. And he said that. He said that pretty openly. So I'm not casting aspersions. I'm not throwing shade. I'm not doing any of that. It's what he said. And that's cool. And there are people out there who've had amazing success as independent or self-published authors who are kicking butt, whether or not they have Seth Godin's seal of approval. So, and the reason I'm talking about this is because I have a book coming out very shortly, August 9th, my first book in my new mystery series. It's called the Cassie Belmont Tarot Reader Mysteries. The first book, Die by the Sword, comes out August 9th. Whoop, whoop. I'm so excited. And the reason I'm talking about it is because I thought about going the traditional publishing route, and frankly, it is cumbersome, and I decided against it. I decided, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do self-publishing again. This is my seventh book. I'm going to do it again, because I thought about it, and I went, oh, you know, it's commercial enough. It might work to go traditional publishing route. And then I went, no, I'm just going to put it out there. And it's about a professional tarot card reader who works with the police to solve crimes. And the thing is that someone starts killing people and leaving them in tableaus that look like Cassie's tarot cards. And so the police are like, whoa, this has something to do with Cassie. We don't know what it is. And they bring her in to see if she can figure out who this is, who's killing these people. And it's got mythology, it's got a little magic and neo-paganism, it's got all sorts of stuff in there. And I loved writing the book, and it's just the first in the series. And I thought about, as I said, I thought about whether or not I was going to try to publish it, get it published traditionally. And I went, you know what? No, I am 100% in charge, and I'm going to have the book cover of my dreams, which I do. I have to say, though, it is the book cover of my dreams. It's so gorgeous. So I have the book cover of my dreams. I have the cover model, which is Miranda Roldan, who's an amazing, she's a great friend of mine, and she's an actress, and she's been in a lot of movies recently, which is really, really cool. So there are a lot of reasons for me to go and do this on my own and really see if I can build momentum. Now, might I fail? Yes. And if I didn't at all try, and I just went the traditional publishing route, they might never want to publish my book, and I might be sitting here for years trying to get the book published. And I went, you know what? That's not what I'm going to do. Instead, I'm going to put it out there and let the vegan cream rise to the top, if you will. So that's my whole point here, is if you are trying, if you're interested in doing and doing and doing, the way to do it is to try. The way to do it is put yourself out there. The way to do it is to ask people for help if you need to. These are the things that you need to do. And I've done the same thing. I have asked members of the writing group I started, the Vegan Writers of New York City, to give me feedback, to help talk about the book. Absolutely. Find your tribe. Find the people who you can be partners with, and you help them and they help you, and we are all together. And really, it's true. These are all things that we can do for each other and help each other. Why? Because the traditional route for a lot of these things is no longer the optimal route, right? And I'm not even talking about Web 3.0 and whether or not you can make NFTs of these things. There are lots of things that you can do to generate buzz and generate interest on the things that you're trying to do that may no longer need a gatekeeper. And in fact, a gatekeeper can keep you, just because your messaging wasn't exactly on point, they may keep you from getting started, and you don't want that. You want to be able to start and tweak as you go. Don't forget, once every time you fail, you get to either start over or tweak it and try again and try again and try again and find new people who are interested in what you want to do and make it work that way. Because again, if you fail fast and fail often, that's going to be how you eventually get to the right path. And dreaming big and failing fast and failing often is the optimal. Because if you have big dreams, you're going to fail. I'm sorry, you're going to fail. Will you fail forever? No. But you will fail once or twice or 10 times or whatever until you get to the place where you reach the promised land, where you're actually successful. It means working at it every single day. I tell that to my coaching clients. This is not something you do once and put it down. This is something you make a practice of, a habit of. You do it every day. You work on your art every day. You work on your creativity every day. You work on your self-improvement every day. Part of every day has to be dedicated to you helping yourself. Especially if you're trying to do something no one's ever done before, a lot of this is you helping yourself, you getting involved with your own process and you tweaking that process and refining that process until that process gets you where you want to go. And that's how you do it, my friend. That's how you do it. All right, cool. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm going to remind you that if you are interested in getting some coaching around your creativity or around setting goals, around mindset, you can book a discovery call with me and we can see whether or not I can help you get where you want to go. I'm going to try. I'd love to try. Until next time, I remind you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.